Good morning. It's another quarantine Sunday, and as such, we're not able to meet together with extenuating circumstances concerning the coronavirus around us, COVID-19, that we are meeting in our homes, assembling in groups of less than 10, and with our own families. Before we partake of the Lord's Supper, I wanted to help us shape our minds or focus our minds on that sacrifice. We're going to sing along with a hymn, Lamb of God. And so feel free to sing along with it or listen to the song here, and I hope the words are an encouragement to you.
Your only Son, no sin to hide, but you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty sod and to become the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. O wash me in his precious blood, my Jesus Christ the Lamb of God. They laughed and scorned him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. O Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. I was so lost, I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod and to be called a
to direct our minds over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, we're going to begin reading in verse 16 through 21. In 1 Corinthians 10, starting in verse 16 through 21, it says, "Is not this the cup of blessing which we bless, a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break, a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, for we all partake of the one bread. Look at the nation Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers in the altar? What do I mean then? That a thing sacrificed to idols is anything, or that an idol is anything? No, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to demons and not to God. And I do not want you to become sharers in demons. You cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons." So what Paul is saying here, bring us back our minds to the Lord's Supper. The bread represents Christ's body. The fruit of the vine represents his blood. In fact, as he instituted the Lord's Supper in the night in which he was betrayed, he said that his blood contained the new covenant and that was in his blood, and that his blood was given for the sins of the world, for the many. I want us to go back to the idea of sacrifice on an altar. There, Paul is using the example of Israel. In verse 18, he says, "Look at the nation Israel. Are not those who eat the sacrifices sharers in the altar?" There was a fellowship when the Jews got together every day of atonement annually, as they got together. That's when they felt closest to God. That's when they got together with God, and for that sacrifice on the altar, their sins to them were being forgiven, but it's realized later or revealed later that they weren't really forgiven. They were rolled over for the next year. They were atoned. The Hebrew writer in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 4 tells us the blood of bulls and goats could never forgive sin. So this concept of forgiveness was that Jesus was going to bring was kind of different from their avenue or their idea of forgiveness. In John the Baptist's day, he went as a forerunner or the herald of Jesus, and he went to prepare the world or the Jews for his coming. On one particular day, John 1:29 tells us, he had told them that he was not the Messiah. He was not the one they were looking for, and that he was going to come. And on this particular day, it says he saw Jesus coming towards the Jordan, and he pointed at him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And this was foretold in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 21. The angel that came to Joseph told Joseph that Jesus Christ would remove the sins from his people. And here John the Baptist reveals that he is the Lamb of God. Isaiah 53 talks about the Lamb going to the slaughter. The Lamb, the servant, the suffering servant of God that would come. And by his stripes, we would be healed. We who the stroke was due, we would be healed. John the Baptist points to Jesus and says, "He is He. He's the Lamb of God. He's the one that came to take away our sins." So, as we partake of the Lord's Supper, there's no other intimate way that we fellowship with Christ. This sharing creates a bond with us as Christians. In 1 John chapter 1 and 1 to 4, John says he's writing as an eyewitness account and proclaims eternal life through physical senses. He says what we have heard in verse 1 and 3, what we've seen with our eyes in verses 1 to 3. He says it four times that he has seen, and he says they've touched with our hands. 1 John 1:1 harkens back to Luke 24 and verse 39. So John is saying we are eyewitnesses of these things. We saw it, we touched it, and we heard it. And he says what we, in verse 3, he says that he gives us the reason for his writing. He says what we've seen and heard, we proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. As we look at the emblems of the Lord's Supper, and as we partake of them, we truly have fellowship with the apostles, with God the Father, with Jesus the Son, and with one another as we partake. He says in verse 16 of 1 Corinthians 10, going back to what we read earlier, "Is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ?" As we partake of these things, we share in his suffering, we share in his death, we share in his resurrection. As we partake of this bread, let's remember these words from 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16 and 17. "Is not the bread which we break a sharing in the body of Christ? Since there is one bread, we who are many are one body, we all partake of the one bread." Paul was writing from approximately 350 miles away in Ephesus, as he wrote to the Corinthian brethren, there seen in 1 Corinthians 16 and verse 8. And yet through the Lord's Supper, he could still share in that sense with the saints in the body and blood of Jesus. Though we may be miles apart, it is through the Lord's Supper that we collectively can share in Jesus' sacrifice. And we do so with saints all over the world as they partake of this bread that represents Christ's body. And as all of us collectively proclaim the Lord's death until he comes, from 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 26. Let us give thanks for the emblems now. We're going to give thanks for the bread. We'll pause for a few seconds, and then we'll give thanks for the cup. Let's go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the sacrifice. We're thankful, Father, for Jesus who came and lovingly was willing to give up his body, to be handed over to godless men that they might abuse it, that they might hang it on a cross, knowing that every body hung on a tree is a curse. And yet he took that curse of our sins and nailed them to his cross. We're thankful, Father, for this bread and what it represents. May it never become common or vain in our lives, but let us proclaim his death until he comes again. We give you all our thanks and our praise and our love for this bread. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's go ahead and pause for a few seconds. Now, as we consider the cup, the fruit of the vine, which Jesus said was his covenant and the new covenant in his blood, and that, as we see in so many other passages, it was through his blood that we are forgiven. Ephesians 1:7 tells us it's in his blood that we are forgiven Ephesians chapter 2, 13 to 16 says it's in his blood that we who are far off were brought near and made into one body. Again, that sharing, that fellowship that we have with one another. 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 16 says, is not the cup of blessing which we bless a sharing in the blood of Christ? Let us give thanks for that blood that draws us all near to him and forgives us of our sins. Our Father in heaven, we come before you again in prayer of thanksgiving, expressing our love and gratitude to you for that sacrifice of giving your Son that he might die upon the cross, lovingly, willingly, shedding his blood, knowing that it wasn't the blood of bulls and goats that can forgive, but the sinless, spotless Lamb of God who was willing to give it all for us. We're so thankful to you for that sacrifice and ask that we might partake in a worthy manner, that we might reflect on that sacrifice and what it means in our lives. We're thankful for the Lamb who gave his life that we might live, the just for the unjust. We ask you, Father, for these blessings in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you. Stay tuned for, as you partake of the fruit of the vine, stay tuned for the sermon that will be uploaded in a few minutes. And as you pause and reflect on these things, it is my hope and prayer that this coronavirus will cease and we will be together once more, that we can partake in this sharing of the bread and of the fruit of the vine together once more as the assembled body. Until then, have a great quarantine Sunday.